Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now in chapter 7, which is on the book of Leviticus. The objectives of this lesson are, upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Leviticus, identify to whom the book of Leviticus was written, state the purpose for the book of Leviticus, write the key verse of the book of Leviticus from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Leviticus. The author was again Moses, to whom Israel, and the purpose was to show Israel how to live as a holy nation in fellowship with God and prepare them to extend the redemptive plan of God to all nations. The key verse is found in chapter 20, verse 7. The life and ministry principle are this, that God requires holiness of his people, and the main characters are Moses and Aaron. Now I'm going to go ahead and go through the outline, but I'm only going to give the chapter that it's found in, and you'll be able to find the actual verses in your book. So, first off, we have the laws concerning sacrifice. That's found in chapters 1 and 7. And then we have, so first off, we have the introduction, which is in chapter 1. Then we have the burnt offering, which is chapter 1. The meal offering, chapter 2. The peace offering is chapter 3. The sin offering is chapter 4. And the trespass offering is dealt with in chapter 5. Then we have laws and incidents concerning the priests, and that's chapters 8 through 10. And in that, we have the preparations for consecration, which is in chapter 8 and chapter 9. And then we have punishment for a violation, which is in chapter 10. Then we have dealings with the laws of purifications, chapter 11 and chapter 15. We have the clean and unclean food, chapter 11, purification after childbirth, chapter 12, leprosy, chapter 13 and 14, sexual impurities and cleansings, chapter 15. Then we have the Day of Atonement, chapter 16, which deals with Aaron's preparation, chapter 16, the sin offering for the priest, chapter 16, the scapegoat, chapter 16, the offering completed, chapter 16, and the solemnity of the day, chapter 16. Then in Roman numeral 5, we have the holiness code, which is chapter 17 and to chapter 27. So we have prohibitions, which are found in chapter 17 and chapters 22. So we have holiness on the part of the people, chapter 17, chapter 20. Holiness on the part of the priest, chapter 21 and 22. Religious festivals, chapter 23. The Sabbath, chapter 23. Passover and unleavened bread, chapter 23. Feast of Weeks or Pentecost, chapter 23. The Feast of Trumpets, chapter 23. The Day of Atonement, chapter 23. The Feast of Tabernacles is found in chapter 23. In point number C, we have religious symbols, chapter 24. The Sabbatic year and Jubilee, chapters 25 and 26. We have promises and warnings in chapter 26. We have the necessity for right relationship with God, chapter 26. The blessings of obedience to God, chapter 26. The chastisements of disobedience, chapter 26. God's faithfulness to his covenant, chapter 26. And the summary statement, chapter 26. Then we have vows and tithes, as found in chapter 27. Vows to persons, chapter 27. Vows to domestic animals, chapter 27. And the vows of houses and fields, also found in chapter 27. The tithe is dealt with in chapter 27. Then we have first among beasts, chapter 27. Devoted things, chapter 27. And the tithe, chapter 27. So that's it for this lesson, for this outline. Go ahead and go to your self-tests and join me in the next outline.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.